Well, good morning on my side of the world. I am, wait, am I recording? I am. welcome to another episode. I am your host and your content creator. As I share the message with you, this week's subject is about healing. In particular, the self, and also in response to that, how you are able to heal your relationships as a reflection of that. This has been my personal story of, I always go back to what God spoke to me in the very beginning of my journey of healing and unlearning and awakening to God's truth for me, for my life, my true identity, and taking down the layers and the internal baggage that I have shared with you many of times on this show and on this podcast. And I really want to talk today about grace, giving yourself grace as you grow. And the subtitle would be, as you give yourself grace, as you grow, you will find that you'll be able to see through the compassion of God, through the eyes of God. You become more how God sees other people, and things will be have more clarity. But I want to focus on, as I was saying, talking about giving yourself grace as you grow. And the more that I share this, the more it is my intent and my hope that you will be able to allow yourself on the journey to allow whatever I'm sharing with you or whatever resonates with you, whatever seed that is planted in you, however God wants to speak to you in this message. It is my hope and my desire that whatever God sees in you, whatever God has planted inside of you, whatever God's plan is for you, and ultimately how God sees you, that you will accept that with grace. That you would accept that with grace. So I'm going to read a newsletter to you and expound on some things as I read along. If you want to get my newsletters, my email inspirational letters, you can go on my website, cammynight.org, and yeah, I will go ahead and you will be automatically signed up. So let's get started. Today is Wednesday, and we're in the middle of the week. I hope that wherever you are at this moment, any given time, that it will help you in any way. So, let's go. Let's get started. I wonder if I've given others the same grace that God has given me to grow. I wonder if the same grace that I've learned to accept for myself has been the reflection in my relationships, especially the most intimate ones. Am I giving grace? The truth is, I've struggled with it in some situations and in relationships. I've had major stipulations in some relationships rooted in fear. I'm gonna say that again. So I've had stipulations that was rooted in fear. Put a pin in that because I'm gonna expound a little bit on as I read further. There's a difference between stipulation, having boundaries, healthy boundaries, and then there are boundaries that are rooted in fear and lack of trust within the self, and deeper. What I mean by that on a deeper level, lack of trust of what God is telling you, what God is speaking. Okay, so there's a difference. There's healthy boundaries, because it's wise to have healthy boundaries, to guard your heart in a healthy manner. And that is that comes with listening, that comes with discerning, that comes with trusting the voice of God. And that's not a perfect thing you walk out. That's something that you just follow and be. Okay. So I really want to put emphasis on how my personal story was how I've had major stipulations or walls in some of my relationships. And that wall, some of those walls, not all, some of those walls in those in my relationships was rooted in fear. And that's what I kind of really wanted to address and shine light on. Recognizing if that wall is rooted in lack of trust because of fear, right? Because of your past experiences and you not listening to the that inner voice, to the intuition, to the Holy Spirit, you're not really listening, being in tune to that. I remember watching The Breakfast Club, and Queen Afua, she was one of the guests on the show. She was talking about having impeccable listening, and that so resonated with my heart, to be an impeccable listener, because that's all that I have learned. One of the main things, like hashtag caution, sirens, blowhorn, if I could just pause right there. That is the very reason how I was able to get this far on my journey in such a progressive way, and not a perfect way, by all means, no. If you let me put emphasis on that, because I like to be transparent with folks and to let you know that the people, very, very small group that know me intimately. And I really would say it's very, very few, and very, 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 very few. And sometimes it's just that one person that really has seen like the deeper parts of me. And so what I mean by that is I have had impeccable listening. I've learned to have impeccable listening, a listening ear within. And in that took me some time to trust that, took me some time to follow that, because it didn't. A lot of what I was hearing went against what I was accustomed to being in tune to. I was in tune to my fears. I was in tune to surviving. And when you're in that mind frame of surviving and protecting and guarding yourself out of fear, you're not listening to God, because your trust is in your fear. Your trust is in what you think you have to believe in. Your trust is in staying above water. And so when your trust is in that, your own strength, speak, talking to myself, when your trust is in like your own strength, and that strength rooted in fear, that strength rooted in if I don't do it, it won't get done, that strength of inhaling and never exhaling, when you're rooted in that, and that that power, that type of power, when you give that power, you're not listening to the Spirit of God. And so from my experience, I had to be shaken. I was shaken to my knees to say, wait a minute, the way my life has turned out, is turning out, is something's off here. I'm trying to fix it, but something on the outside, the things that's happening on the outside that's rumbling, and it has been a direct reflection of me not listening. And so the divine gift of that intervention was God sent. It was an answered prayer. for many years when I lived with restless nights, numb, not liking myself, self-sabotaging for many nights, many days and nights of not being connected with myself, being very unhealthy, always just troubled in my heart, but being totally disconnected from the Spirit of God, but knew the Spirit of God, but just did not have that encounter of really knowing that God really saw me. And not only that God really saw me, but that God wanted the best for me. And that I didn't have to figure it out from a place of fear, from a place of abandonment, from all of those the internal baggage, the sin that I was carrying, the weight that I was carrying. I was gifted the opportunity to awaken to the truth of how God saw me. And on that defining moment when God spoke to me and told me that my life was going to change dramatically, and so many other things that God had promised and told me and put in my heart, I recognize that, bringing it back to what I was saying, that all of those fears and walls that I had was because of my stipulations that was rooted in fear, was a direct reflection of those beliefs and things that I was carrying. So I want to ask you and extend the invitation to you. What stipulations or walls are you carrying within yourself, in your relationships, that's been rooted in fear? I challenge you on today to ask yourself these questions. Because I have honestly put a blind eye and a deaf ear to the truth about extending grace without judgment. I have tried to teach them a lesson if I've experienced hurt from them. This is a learned behavior. This is how I can remember that seed being planted. You got to tell people. You got to teach people a lesson. I can even remember as a kid agreement that I had made when I had made mistakes. Their way, my guardian's way of protecting me or showing me a lesson when I would make mistakes, would to hover that mistake over my hair for years. And their understanding of that was, if I hover it over you, that you won't do it again. So I have to constantly remind you. That's torment. That's torment. That's fear. I can remember feeling like such a horrible person for many years from making one mistake. I can remember, because of that fear that was hovered over me, because of that shame that I had, I can remember feeling horrible, feeling gross, feeling nasty, feeling like I didn't matter, feeling like I was the scum of the earth. And I remember staying in that pit, and that was really this weird agreement. And it was related to the religion that I believed growing up. And I'm not talking about Christianity. I'm talking about the practice of the fear. That practice of the fear of, that's what I mean about the religion. The practice of fear that I was having, that was my religion, not Christianity. I'm going to be clear about that. The religion that I was practicing, or what the seeds, some of the seeds that was planted inside of me, was more shame, hovering over the shame. I'm going to hover shame over you. I'm going to hover what you need to fix. I'm going to hover constantly what you did, because I'm going to keep it in your head of what you did. And if I keep it in your head of what you did, then that means that you won't do it again. And that seed was planted in me. And I believe also, and I, you know, just thinking about some of the relationships that I saw growing up, a lot of that had occurred, you know, if the other person made the mistake in the relationship. And I can remember seeing the person who was offended by it, how they would hover that same situation of what, how they were offended or how they were hurt. They would hover that experience over that person's head until that person went to the grave. And that was their understanding of, I'm going to make sure that you don't do it again. So I'm going to constantly remind you. And so it's either I'm going to remind you by bringing it up all the time, or I'm going to remind you by my body language. I'm going to remind you by my arms being folded. And that, this is what I learned. And this is what I saw. And God said, that's not who you are. We're taking that off of you. And it's one thing to see your loved ones or people, you know, people that you love, or you've seen that in them, right? And say, man, just let it go. Why would you, like, it's okay. That happened 50 years ago. Let it go. And until it happened to me, I was faced with the very thing, that same cycle. And had I not had that encounter with God, had I not really cried out just for a change and God really answered me, I didn't know he was going to answer me like that. I didn't know he was going to answer me in detail. I didn't know the Spirit was going to answer me in specific detail about things that I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting. I'm grateful, but I wasn't expecting the answers that I did receive. And one of the things that I recognized was that one of the things that I learned about giving grace was there was no giving grace. Giving grace meant that you were weak. Giving grace meant that it was giving you the opportunity to keep doing it over and over again. Giving grace was a sense of being weak. It wasn't any power. And how I had in the past have seen it and experienced it is that the power more is in making you never forget the wrong that you did. Oh my God, how tormenting is that? And like I said, I can remember as a child seeing that and say, wow, why won't they just forgive and let it go? Or why would you constantly treat that person that way if you say you love them? Or why would you even treat you like that if you're, when you're constantly saying how bad of a person you are, or you're saying stupid, or you're a dummy? And like, I'm like, look, are you saying that to yourself? And then I thought to myself, when I had experienced, had my own experiences, I was faced with those very challenges, those very things that I saw in my loved ones, the ones who were holding resentment, the ones who were keeping their arms folded, the ones who was hovering that mistake over the other person or over themselves over and over again. I was faced with that same experience, that same encounter. And I recognized that I had to let it go. I had to heal from it, understand where it came from, why I took on the agreement. A lot of my agreements and internal baggage that I was showing up as myself when I was unawakened, I didn't even know that I was carrying it until I was left in a fetal position, until tragedy hit, until that defined intervention happened. That was the only time I was left with to my knees to say, something has to change within me. What is the stuff that I'm carrying? Something has to change within me. I know it's not the things on the outside of me, the people on the outside of me, the relationships. This is something that I'm carrying. And as I, God, show me who I am, was my prayer. And as God began revealing the answers, these are the things that were showing up. I believe it was meant for me to stop there and share that with you as far as it relates to what your stipulations are and within you, within your relationships that's rooted in fear. And I would invite you today to invite Christ in your heart, to invite the Spirit of God in your heart, to invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in you and to guide you and to walk with you and to help you heal, to help you forgive yourself, to help you release some of the things that are false, some of the things that are showing up as the illusion. Some of us are carrying unforgiveness, and it's not our unforgiveness. We're carrying what our mother didn't forgive. We're carrying what our grandmother didn't forgive. We're carrying what our grandfather carried. Some of us are carrying baggages that's not our own. Some of us are carrying baggages of what a teacher told us. And being mindful, God, what is it in my heart that I'm carrying that's weighing on me that isn't the truth of who I am? I guarantee you, when you ask those questions, when you seek, you will find. I am a testament to that. God will answer and be ready to hear. So moving on. So like I said, I've tried to teach them a lesson. From the people that I've experienced heard from, until I realized, when I was in despair for a very long time, a very, very long time, I was smiling. I was. But I was in despair for a very long time. I was discontent from it for a very long time. I didn't like myself for a very long time. I didn't accept who I was. I didn't love Cammy. I didn't love this all of me. I didn't. I was on the hunt of getting rid of all the bad things. Getting rid of all the bad things. And there's nothing wrong with self-examination. There's nothing wrong with correction. There's nothing wrong with conviction. Nothing wrong with that. That's what helps us grow. That's what helps us become more like God. That's what helps us become more Christ-conscious aware. That's what helps us, right? And so, understanding that and still knowing that accepting and loving who you are as you grow is everything. Except receiving it. This is what I mean accepting. Receiving it. Receiving it as is, as you grow. I'm going to say that again. Receiving it as you grow. One more time. Receiving it as you grow. One last time. Receiving you as you grow. Being still. Accepting when you don't have the most perfect days. Yesterday, you know what I mean? When I mean perfect, like when you feel funky, when you feel emotionally drained, or when you, something might trigger you and you like, you know, you in a funk, or you're trying to get your mind right. It's not always perfect. And understanding that about yourself and receiving that gift, receiving the sense of, I'm not okay, and that's okay. I don't have to be perfect at this moment. I don't have to be perfect, and that's okay. But I do desire for my heart to be right. I do desire to live in truth. I do desire to walk with God, to abide with God, to allow God to reveal the truth within me. So, I didn't come to this realization, like I said, until, because remember, there's many times when I get amnesia about other people. very often. Oh, I forget real quick. Trust me. The way my mind works at times, I can forget real quick. Very quick. But I've done this work for so long. I've done this practice for so long. I know where to return back to. And that is the truth of God. And what God speaks to me. And what God shows me about me. And how God guides me and sends the right people in my life to speak into my life. Okay? So when I have my own encounter, when I recognize the love of God in my own despair, when I recognize that God's love was near and within me and never left me, when I recognize the correction that I receive, the revelation of truth with grace, when I recognize the consistency of the love of God in my disparity, when I've been at my lowest of low, and it did not change God's love for me. And I recognize that that's that kind of love that abide in me as me. When I recognize that, that was something that I was challenged with, still challenged with to this day. But I recognize that that was the truth no matter what. And it was up to me to accept that truth for me. And that I can extend that same love on the outside. Yeah. When you abide with God, you intertwine with God. You become one with God. I recognize God's love wasn't forced upon me. I think that we can stop right there. I recognize that God's love wasn't forced upon me. If you got love that's forced, that's not love. That's fear. Or it's a learned behavior. That's not healthy. It wasn't forced upon me. Yet the love of Christ was so near. It never left me. In truth, it was within me and around me. Even on those dark days, the presence of God was abiding within me and around me. I'm so very thankful for that profound truth that God told and showed me in the very beginning of my journey of healing, unlearning, and taking off the old man and heavy layers. I have learned the truth about love, God's love, be it romantically, agape, or phileo love. It holds no grudges. Even though I've held many, 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 many grudges, anger, frustration, hurt, confusion, all of that and some while on this journey of awakening. And even in that, I've learned that in love, it will always challenge you to release yourself from those shackles. Always. 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 Because it's truth. It's a refiner for sure. Love. Love is a refiner for sure. Love is truth. So I've asked myself on this early morning, and I'd extend the same question to you to possibly ponder on. Have I extended grace where God has told me to do so in this situation or in my relationships? This is why having a personal relationship with God is everything. It reveals the intimate parts of you. It will reveal the truth always when we are listening from within. This is honestly why I believe many cannot grow in certain relationships because of not being in tune to what God is showing and speaking to us about our own hearts, such as the belief patterns that may not be healthy for ourselves, but we may keep it around because it may serve our pride. It may serve our pride. That's why we keep it around and not the light of God within us. I'm preaching this because I've lived it. I'm challenged by it daily. I'm shown this daily. Awareness, self-reflection, understanding, acceptance, love, and truth will always bring you and I back into divine alignment. We're all in this together. Please hear my heart. No, I'm not saying let people walk over you. Please don't get sidetracked if that thought led you to that space. All I'm offering to you is to listen to what God is showing you about you and or the situation or person. Listen to the people around you who have your best interest at heart. Give grace to those even if or when you don't understand them. Everyone needs compassion and understanding. Yes, you can create healthy boundaries. It is the Holy Spirit and discernment that teaches you how to create that. There's no cookie cut answer for everyone's situation. However, God will always, large caps, always reveal the matters of your heart. God will always reveal the truth when we ask or when we are looking for it. From experience, some of the answers I've received from God has brought me to a place of such great euphoria. And other times it challenged me to my core. The same grace that God continuously gives me to grow frees me when I'm listening within to extend it to others. It happens naturally at times, and other times I'm really, large caps, really challenged by it because it ruptures something inside of me. And that's where light needs to shine on what is dark, what the scars are, what the shadows are. Light always drives out the inner shadow that isn't who you really are. I really hope this helps you see more of grace that's been extended to you in your life. I hope this brings more healing and awareness to your soul about your situation and how to relate to others in your life. Grace abounds. Which part of this letter spoke to you the most? That's all I got. I do one-on-one coaching, help others heal the matters of their heart so that they're able to be in divine alignment and be a magnet for everything that it is that's been placed in them to have in this lifetime. My website, KemiKnight.org. If you would like one-on-one coaching to bring about clarity and healing. That's all I have today for right now, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you next time. Bye.